Back in November, my producers and I went to Puerto Rico. It was 2 months after Hurricane Maria. Power was unreliable, piles of debris were pretty much everywhere, and lots of people were thinking of leaving the island forever. Last week, we went back.
This looks, I mean, this is a real change since when we were
better.
Last here.
It's better.
Yeah.
So that's good for us.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. And that woman you heard me with is Michelle Rodriguez. Leaving the island wasn't an option for her. She's devoted to her work there, running a community center for children in Sabana Seca, about 15 miles from San Juan. We met on my last reporting trip, and I wanted to check in with her and others we spoke with to see what life is like now, 7 months after Maria.
I'm doing better. I think time helps to maybe regain forces and get a more hopeful perspective.
Things are definitely improving at Niños de Nueva Esperanza compared to our last visit. The library's open, more kids are there. Still, Rodriguez says they have a long way to go.
We focus on trying to not be like too much optimistic, like to give hopes that are not real, but to focus on the things that we can control. So in that area, we are being optimistic.
A short drive from Rodriguez and the center is Juan Horta's convenience store in Toa Baja. On our last visit, Horta was keeping the lights on with generators, which set him back $100 a day in fuel. He's got power now from the grid, but he's still spending his own money to stay afloat, which adds up to $75,000 so far. Plus, he says sales are going down because many clients have left and prices are going up.
Porque aquí no hay producción agrícola en el momento.
Horta explains that since there's no real agricultural production at the moment, things have gotten more expensive. For example, the bananas that used to cost him $18 for 40 pounds now cost $60. Luis Martinez doesn't grow bananas, but he does work on a farm, a dairy farm in Atillo, about 40 miles west of Juan Horta's convenience store in Toa Baja. Now, back when we met in November, 800 cows were housed at the Vacaria Ceiba del Mar. It's a dairy with ocean views. And now there are about 1,000 animals on the 220-acre site. They're not sick anymore. New structures have been built to provide much-needed shade, but at the cost of $250,000. And, yeah, the investment's paying off.
El ganado está bastante bien.
The livestock's doing pretty well, says Martinez. They've gained weight. Production is up to 18,000 liters a day. But there's a downside, and that's the price that dairies get for their milk, around 70 cents now compared to 82 cents before the storm. And then there's the worry of another natural disaster with hurricane season around the corner. A short drive from Vacaria Ceiba del Mar is Glorimar Rivera's house. It's turquoise and yellow concrete, and she's building an addition upstairs. Rivera lives here with her parents and young son. And a couple months ago, power lines draped from fallen poles right outside her house. Now they're gone, and she's doing better, but power is still a concern.
Estoy bien después de todo. Acoplándome nuevamente después del revolú, después de la tormenta.
People don't see things the same way, Rivera says, because you never know when the lights will go out. She's working more now, mostly night shifts at Walmart, but she says she's still living day by day. Michelle, Juan, Luis, and Glorimar are just a few of the people we met on the island. They're trying to carve out something resembling normal in the recovery from Maria, navigating school closures, power problems, and housing. And today, we're going to bring you an update on the island's economy, as well as conversations with the people in charge.